Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Camber Campbell.
Hello, how are you, Nelson?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I am very good.
Oh, very good. Somebody got lucky last night.
Who?
Just somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Must have.
Statistically.
Yeah. And you feel very good about that. What have you been up to this week, Camber?
Well, look, I haven't been up to much this weekend, Nelson, but do you want to hear a quick story?
No.
Actually, it's not even a story. It's just an interesting fact.
Yep, still no.
Well, anyway, let's move on to Reddit on Reddit then.
All right, tell me your interesting fact.
Last night we were writing.
Yes.
Now, the night previous, I had been sent an email from a competition I had entered online saying that I'd won free tickets to a comedy show.
Uh-huh.
And said, we've got an international guest coming. So you've won free tickets. You can come. It's at 6:30. Completely free.
I'm suspicious of the unnamed international guest, so you know.
That's what I thought. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. I have writing, so I won't bother. Uh-oh. So I blew it off.
Okay.
Now, do you want to know who I could have seen, Nelson?
Shit. No. I don't
at a 200-person venue for free last night I was here doing writing.
Who?
Chris Rock.
Nah, I think you're fine, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I don't reckon it's... No. I mean, good, probably, for free comedy show, but I think, in general, nah, you're fine.
Okay, good.
Okay, don't hold on to that too
all
much.
All right, good.
Yeah. It'd be funny, though, if you heard people be like, oh, my God, best Chris Rock performance ever. God, he'll never do that again. That would be really annoying.
He gave all these insights into writing. I'm like, I could have used it.
Instead of writing, I could have been learning about writing. Okay, still a bit of a bummer, though, I think.
I blew it off being like, oh, yeah, it'll be...
Exactly.
Someone
when you don't name someone, that is a terrible idea, I think. That's poor marketing, okay?
But the thing is, they're right. They had a silhouette, like with a question mark.
All right.
But Chris Rock's got a quite generic-looking head.
Yeah.
So it gave me no clue.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's weird.
Just a short hair, kind of average mid-40s guy.
Yeah, exactly. I would never expect that. They probably do have more disappointed people than people that actually... There was 200-person venue. There's probably like 50 people that showed up because they weren't doing anything. All right. Anyway, Camber. Oh, do you want to know what I did?
No. I would have asked if I wanted to know, Nelson. Let's move... No, of course.
Okay.
What did
well,
you, what
I actually
you do
don't even
week?
Want to talk about my week
well,
as much.
Okay.
But I have... something exciting, Camber.
Mm-hmm.
We've hit a milestone.
Are we past the point where most people give up?
Yes. Well, you could say we've hit a few milestones.
Yes.
Probably.
Okay.
There's the milestone of your podcast give up, but that's actually pretty early. In fact, we learned that the other day.
Have we beaten the other Reddit podcast?
I read it on the internet podcast. We beat them ages ago.
Yes.
They were like 12, 15 episodes.
We are the longest running Reddit podcast on iTunes.
Camber, you've ruined it. Because yes, we are the longest Reddit podcast on iTunes. But there was another one that we
was
had
there?
38 and we're 30 now, 39.
Yes.
That was my whole point. You just ruined it early.
Wow.
Milestone.
We can
longest
start again if you'd like.
Hey, Camber, guess what? Great
what?
News.
Are we the longest running Reddit podcaster? Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And the other Reddit podcast, the longest one, was by the one of the co-founders of Reddit.
Oh.
So really, we've beaten Reddit itself, if you think about it.
We've beaten Reddit at being Reddit-y.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I didn't really do much. And
so what you did this week is discovered that we are the longest running Reddit podcast.
Well, I actually even knew last week.
Okay.
But I was like, well, I can't bring it up because we would have been even.
Mm.
So I've just been thinking about it all week.
The pressure may have got to me and I may have quit.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah,
true. You've tricked me now.
You are a quitter. Ah.
I don't want to be the longest running.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's too late. So, so we should get into Reddit on Reddit.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Look, we say this every week, but it may be a quicker than normal episode.
We I don't think we've ever said. I don't think we have ever said it's going to be a quicker than normal episode.
I think we have several times.
No way. It's always like, hey, this one is probably going to be really long again. That's how it works. Anyway, Reddit on Reddit. Here we go. Okay, so this is by Putin is badass.
Okay.
And this was a newspaper clipping, mm-hmm. Just a photo of newspaper clipping, and it said, it was like a question and answer thing. So there was a question by someone, and they said, how can you train yourself to go to sleep quickly like they do in the military? And then there was an answer by Kenneth Reese, who is a dad, a nurse, and a veteran. And this is what he said to that question. Wake up at 04:30. Immediately go run 2 miles, in brackets, fast, or jog 4 to 6 miles. Do several hundred push-ups, sit-ups, squat thrusts, pull-ups, or jumping jacks, and then eat breakfast. March 8 miles with 40 pounds of whatever strapped to your back, and then eat lunch. Run 2 more miles. Do several hundred repetitions of whatever exercise you fancy, then eat dinner. Take an hour of downtime, and by downtime I mean run around trying to get work done. At 22:30, lay down. You will fall into the deepest sleep you have ever experienced. By day 2, you will have the ability to fall asleep instantly at any time, anywhere. I thought that was pretty good.
They make pills, though, to help you go to sleep, don't they?
Well, exactly. I don't know why this person wanted to...
Yeah, he's taking the long way around.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're not even expensive either.
He probably wrote in again and goes, okay, what's the brand of pill that I should use? But I think it is funny. One of those funny things that people are like, in the same maybe instance of people going, how does somebody stay so fit? Well, you know, it's so muscly. Yeah. How do they... Just tell me what they do and I'll, you know, do that. Like, what's the secret, actually? Yeah, yeah. It's more like, what's the secret?
Yeah.
And I thought it's the same thing. Oh, what's the secret that military people do to fall asleep instantly? It's like, no, you work really hard.
Yeah.
Like, there is no... It's the classic of, like, nothing in life is easy.
No.
Don't ever expect it. And that's why, as well, relating it again back to sort of fitness and being healthy.
Yeah.
I hate all those... like Danos Direct products that they come out with and they're like, just do this for 20 minutes and you'll be fine.
The whole thing is like, people want to know what the secret is because they want there to be a secret because you know what the answer is.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the worst thing happened, the absolute worst thing happened a few weeks ago. My mum got suckered in by one of those ads. And my family in general, I would like to say, is pretty logical about these things, you know. But
what was the product?
My mom had maybe a lapse in judgment. This is probably even one of the worst things that I've seen advertised. You know, there'd be
worse
other things
than the
like
ad belt.
Worse than the on par with. Okay, let's say. Yeah. But like, you know, there was the old ab cruncher machines.
You know,
like, or the ab swing or something, right? That to me, I'm like, yep, okay. There is some benefit in that.
Uh-huh.
This one is you stand on a platform and it vibrates from side to side. So it goes up and down. So you put one leg on one side, one foot on one side, one foot on the other.
Yeah.
And it just like shakes you up and down basically. Right. Like your left and right foot go up and down.
Yeah.
And you can, the wider you put your legs, it's like going, you can, if you put them close together, it's like a walking and then a little way out, it's jogging, then all the way out, it's like you're running. And you do that for, it's like 10 minutes or something.
Now.
And it's like, that's how you lose weight. That is the stupidest idea.
As someone that I know has a degree in, was it personal training?
Certificate for in fitness, we'll say. Yeah, but yes, that's what personal
trainers
get. Yeah. Masters, something. What's better? I don't
know. What mumbo jumbo were they spilling for this product that you can recognize is like a buzzword that people always want to?
So admittedly, I didn't see the ad or anything. Okay. Right, I just saw this product turned up at my parents' house.
Right.
But I imagine the buzzwords are like,
core,
probably. Hey, are you lazy?
Yeah.
And want to get... Because, okay, the problem with this is somebody who buys this product has given up on fitness. That's what they've done. They're like, oh my, I've completely given up any chance of like putting in the effort to be fit. So I'm going to get the laziest thing ever. One of the exercises that it says you can do is you can sit on it. You can sit on this thing while it vibrates.
And what is that? It works your glutes, I guess.
Yeah, your glutes, like, I guess. I don't know. But you're right.
You can turn it on and you can go to bed. Yeah. It'll just sit there vibrating for you.
That's right. But like you said, I imagine core... Using the word core was probably a good buzzword.
People love
their
core.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Because you can do any exercise and go, oh, and also it's great for your core. People will be like, oh, is it?
Yeah.
I love my core.
Well, actually, as a doing my PhD in personal training, I learned
while we're at it, I also have a certificate in personal training.
Why not? Yeah. But theoretically... Everything. They can say that because everything. Well, even if it doesn't specifically tighten your core, you're meant to tighten your core every time you do anything. Like if you're doing bicep curls,
your feet together tighten your core?
Anything
should be working through your core.
Yeah, pretty much. It's mainly to do with posture, because if you're tightening core, then you have good posture. Because if you have bad posture while you do an exercise, you can really hurt yourself. That's what personal trainers should be there for, really. I believe, anyway. It's about not about getting you to work out, it's about getting you to work out properly.
Yeah.
So you don't injure yourself.
And we say that as qualified personal trainers.
As professors in...
We are Professor training. Fitness and Dr. Sports.
Yeah, that's right. Dr. Sports, I really like that, actually. Anyway.
You can be Dr. Sports.
Yeah, okay, cool. Because you know how much I love sports.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was a good one just to point out. People are idiots and there's no secrets in the world.
Yep.
It's just none. Hard work.
Except for that one big secret we both have.
Oh, yeah.
We'll reveal it on episode 100.
It is kind of like there is that exception to every rule because there's things like, oh, well, how do I become a millionaire? You know, that's not easy. That's hard work.
Yeah.
Or you could buy a lottery ticket and you might win. Yeah, and then, true. Technically, that's...
What they need is like a fitness lottery would be good. So you buy, it's like $5 to enter, but then you can win just being really healthy all of a sudden.
Okay, that would be really cool.
If they could organize that. Science, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Start doing a fitness lottery.
Imagine how many more
stem cells surely would help in some way.
Something like that.
They're miracle workers, so I'm led to believe.
Yeah. Imagine how many more fat people there would be on the earth. Yeah. Like, don't worry, I'm going to eat whatever I want because I'm bound to win that lottery
one
day. That
lottery is coming.
Exactly. That'd be pretty cool.
Imagine they're like, if you win the lottery, we tell you the secret. And they finally win the lottery. Like, here's the secret.
Yeah.
You need to eat healthy and exercise.
Like, damn it. I knew that already. Why weren't you doing it?
And it's going to take a long time. Yeah,
exactly. Actually, that's a good point. One of the best things... a personal trainer, I think, once was telling me, it was when I was doing my work experience for, you know, you meant to do a bit of like on the job training before you get qualified.
Yeah.
And the personal trainer I was with, he said what he often tells the overweight people is it took a long time for you to put on that weight. You know, like you don't think about it like that, but that took you years to put on the kilograms that you've got. Like
don't give up. You don't need me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's kind of that thing of like, I feel like it's a double-edged sword because then probably the person's going to be way unmotivated to be like, oh, yeah, I have been eating like shit for 10 years is going to be really hard. But also it gives them realistic expectations. Anyway, this is the podcast, How to Be a Personal Trainer, by Dr. Sports
and Professor Fitness.
All right, I have another one here, Ken Beck. This is by JBoyd024. Okay, yeah, this is...
It's not fitness related, is it?
No, it's not, luckily. This was just an A4 piece of paper. Somebody had printed out this message on this A4 piece of paper.
Okay.
Put it on a wall somewhere. To the asshole who put mustard packets under the toilet rim. Nothing in this world would give me more pleasure than finding out who you are, digging up your childhood pet, and beating you with its corpse. Somewhere between wiping mustard off my balls and removing my now yellow boxes, I realize that this injustice cannot go unsettled. For the rest of your life, in your most private moments, know that the only thing preventing a dysfunctional veteran from waterboarding you with mustard is the knowledge of your existence. I hope you stub your toe every day for the rest of your life.
It kind of does sound like a funny prank, though.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this is pretty hilarious. Like, yeah, that would massively piss me off.
It just sounds like someone that can't take a joke.
And do you know what?
I think it's more embarrassing to admit it happened to you and write a big note. I would just clean up. I'm like, oh, God, I'm not going to tell anyone. Yeah. I'd probably reset the mustard packets.
And
then someone else like, oh, they got me. I'm like, yeah, you fucking idiot.
It's like, yeah, but passing it on. That's,
because I don't want to look like the guy that got done.
Yeah, exactly. You're the dunce.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's so funny. I thought that the point is as well, you know, when people do something like that and you're like, what was even the point of this? You didn't see the reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't see me go that, you know, why is it funny, whatever, if you didn't know that it happened. Yeah. As far as you know, somebody noticed the mustard things and took them out. But this guy's like giving them validation.
Yeah,
hey, it definitely worked.
Yeah,
if you really want to piss me off, do it again. It works.
It worked and it pissed me off royally.
Yeah. And got everywhere on my balls, on my boxes.
it worked better than you ever imagined.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I'm so angry about it.
It wasn't just a little bit, it was a lot. The other thing is, though, right, I don't think this guy really, he really could have been a little bit more harsh in his note,
mm-hmm.
or more effective, I want to say, because the first part is great. I want to dig up your childhood pet and beat you with a corpse.
Yeah.
Great. Good start. Great start to the letter. But then he says, I realize that this injustice cannot go unsettled. So you're like, oh, all right, what are you going to do? And then he just goes on to say, in your most private moments, know that the only thing preventing me from waterboarding you with mustard is that I don't know your identity.
Yeah.
So he wants this person to sit at home and go, oh my God. What if this guy finds out my identity? Then I'm going to get waterboarded with mustard. Oh, I'm so uneasy. I can't sleep.
Yeah.
That's not really a good threat, I feel.
So you think he should have said, I will find out who you are. Not, you're lucky you're lucky I'm dropping this.
Just, it's kind of like, you know, the idea of, him saying, look, I don't know who you are, so you're probably going to get away with it.
Yeah.
Is what he's accidentally, inadvertently said.
In a way, this guy has done everything wrong.
Yeah.
He's told the guy that the prank worked.
Idiot.
How much he hated it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know where he is, so he can't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's right. It's a terrible... I don't know why he thought this was a good idea. See, I thought what would be better is, okay, this can't go unpunished. Now, when you're in, you know, your most private moments, I want you to imagine me, an old veteran, having sex with your mother.
Yeah. Because
okay? Then that might really stick with you.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, some old guy doing my mom. Ugh, gross. That's what you got to think of every time. He would never be able to eat mustard again. He'd be like,
oh, like next time you're going to eat a burger or a hot dog with mustard, think of my balls. covered in mustard.
Something like that would be great. Imagine my pubic hair smushed into the mustard. Then turns the guy off mustard. This is what... I'm just disappointed in this guy, okay? He's really let me down.
He's being bullied the wrong way.
Yeah,
He's retaliating to the bully in just all the wrong ways.
Exactly. Don't they say the best way to deal with bullies is to ignore them?
No, the knees. Go for the knees.
Right. Okay. Go for the knees. Anyway, that was a funny one. Right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, well, let's get into Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. This Today I Learned is by Comrie. Today I learned that during the Cold War, the CIA considered dropping enormous condoms labeled medium over the Soviet Union to demoralize the Soviet male population.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard in the world.
That's one of those things, because the Cold War, obviously, like, you know, no shots fired kind of famously, and so they were doing whatever they can to not you know, start physical violence. And that's really kind of at the end of the straw, isn't it?
That is they're sitting around the
situation room, and everyone's kind of like tapping pens on their heads. And Mungi goes, what if we just drop a bunch of condoms?
Yeah.
And that guy's like, you know what would be funny?
Yeah, exactly.
If we made them think that we have massive dicks.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it was it might have been a, like, thing to, I don't know. Yeah, I can imagine the progression of how this would be. I reckon maybe even it started as like, well, let's dump dirty condoms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty funny. And then that'd be like, oh, yeah, but then, you know, we have to, like, masturbate into a bunch of condoms. This is going to take forever. And so then they're like, oh, yeah, that's no good.
What?
And then it came to the people being insecure about their endowments.
My question is, because it says, you know, they considered and they came really close to doing this.
Yeah.
How close? Is there some condom manufacturer that's like,
yeah,
I've got thousands of massive condoms labeled medium now. What am I going to do with them?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The president last minute was like, no, let's not.
I can't drop them in international borders and maybe start a war.
Yeah.
I can't sell them.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, maybe, I don't know. Is there a certain market that you could then sell those condoms to?
A very, very, very secure man.
Yeah.
Do you have an enormously large penis, but a very modest?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yes, very much so.
I don't like to brag about it, so it'd be good if it were to fall out of my wallet. People would think I'm very normally endowed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Although, no, other men would see that and be like, oh, my God, is that medium? Holy shit. See, I'm thinking, like, along the lines of, the what do we do that's sort of aggressive and evasive without being actual acts of war?
Yeah, well, it's like a passive aggressive war, isn't it?
I think maybe this is where the flaming bags of shit on the front doorstep came from.
Yeah,
that's a classic and a goodie, right?
That's what they should have done.
No,
every door.
I think that's where it came from. I think it was in the Cold War when this came up.
Every Russian went to their door. Like, yeah. Ah.
Now, or maybe, how do we know? It might have been the Russians. Way. They just put one on the front door of the White House. Mm. Maybe that's what happened.
That's true.
And they were like, oh, maybe that's what started the war. I think that's probably it.
Yep.
Nobody likes shit on their shoe, let's be honest. I think it's a good plan. Like, maybe you could also, like, teepee some houses and stuff.
So what you're after is just ideas of acts of war.
Yeah.
That are more just inconvenient and annoying than anything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true, yeah.
I reckon.
What if you took all of Russia, took all the batteries out of their remotes?
Oh, that'd be so annoying.
Yeah.
That would be really annoying.
Well, actually, no. There was one that happened recently. In the bad Korea, North Korea.
Right. Yeah.
Didn't the US cut off their internet for a while?
Oh, yeah.
I'm fairly certain for like 48 hours, North Korea just had no internet at all.
Yeah, but they have shit internet anyway. It's like super monitored.
Well, no, they don't have shit internet. Only some of them have internet. But they have good internet. But they lost their internet.
Yeah.
So the whole country lost their internet. I mean, that's only like 10 people. But
yeah.
It's one of those really passive aggressive, like, they're like, oh, I can't check the emails. Oh, it's
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was like one that we spoke about a while ago.
Yeah.
Where Anonymous, the hacking group,
sent
black pages to the church of something. I can't even remember who that
was.
It
was the Westboro Baptist Church.
Westboro Baptist Church, yeah. It's like this very passive aggressive. It's going to annoy you.
It's going to cost them a lot in ink. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon what they could have done as well, which would just like really infuriate me, is it, don't get me wrong, this would be really hard to do.
Yeah.
But harder than making sure all their batteries were flat in their remote controls. You swap over everybody's shoes so it's half a size too small. Oh, that'd be annoying.
Think of the reconnaissance that would have been necessary as well.
That's right.
You'd have to get an audit of everybody's shoe size and shoe type.
Exactly. It's like a particular
And then buy
one.
A match. Oh, it would be so annoying though.
Yeah, what a pain. All right, Kembe. Let's go into another tale then.
Okay.
This is by Oakface. Today I learned that after the death of Steve Irwin, in what was speculated to be a series of revenge killings, at least 10 stingrays were found and found dead and mutilated on the coast of Queensland.
What? Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's people really were, weird.
People were revenge killing stingrays.
Yeah, I know.
Like, just kill that one. He was the bad guy.
Yeah, but they all look alike. No. I mean, racists, obviously. Okay. Right. Not me. I can tell the difference between stingrays.
But some of my best friends are stingrays.
Yeah, that's right. But not the one that killed Steve Irwin.
No, he was
condemned. Oh, okay, fine.
He was young, he was drunk, he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. But it is so, that is so bizarre. Yeah. Like, I cannot imagine the person that, because also, I can't, okay, first of all, I would not know how to go about killing stingrays. Like, imagine the research that you'd have to do to work out, like, how to attract stingrays, go out on a boat, attract stingrays, somehow work out, I don't know, their mating habits as to where they congregate or something.
Do you think the Google search for how to kill stingrays just went up that day?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If you went back in history, that's right, and checked, they're like, what happened on this day? That's really weird. But the other thing is, they're like, the mutilation. Because I can sort of imagine, right, somebody getting angry and being like, okay, I'm going to kill as many stingrays as I can, hoping to get that one stingray.
Yeah.
But then to get them and, like, mutilate them as well.
Well, you see, because it's a warning to the other stingrays.
yeah, that's right, yeah.
No more Australian celebrities. Yeah. And Hugh Jackman is still alive, is he not?
Yeah, well,
maybe it worked.
You know what? Yeah, we can't say that it didn't.
Okay, here's my theory though. Twist.
Yeah.
What if it wasn't just these random people that saw on TV that Steve Irwin had been killed by a stingray and went, bloody stingrays are all the same. I'm going to go out there in a boat and kill them all.
Yeah.
But what if it was marine biologists that were like, No, we've been telling you for years, this is what stingrays do. There's a gang of them out there. They've been on a watch list. They've been on a stingray watch list, and we should have acted. Yeah. Admittedly, but now we're taking the law into our own hands.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, oh, well, we left it too late. Yeah. Somebody's died. Or the other thing is, really, we haven't taken into consideration that it might not have been humans.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe Steven was great to other creatures, all creatures, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe there was like some dolphins or something. They're pretty intelligent.
Yeah.
And they saw that Stingray killed Steve Irwin, and they're like, you bloody bastards. Got the rest.
Sea justice.
You see justice. Got the rest of the sea creatures.
Right.
Just sort of like gang up on these.
It's a dangerous time to be a stingray because all the rest of the ocean was after you.
Exactly. That's right.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think just to make a very political point.
Yeah, right. Good. Yeah, yeah. Let's alienate half the crowd.
To get really serious now, perhaps this is the same issue that we're having with, you know, people have animosity against Muslims.
Yeah.
With just the bad ones, yeah, okay? There was just that one bad stingray. That's the rest are fine, mate, okay? Yeah. That's all we're saying.
And are you, so you're saying in that scenario, the dolphins are the Trump supporters?
Yeah.
The thing is, yeah, that's right. We all know that dolphins are lovely and intelligent to us.
Yeah,
but down beneath the surface, who knows what they're doing?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? Anyway, all I can say is I'm glad I'm not a stingray at the moment.
That's true. Because you did have that option.
Yeah, it's true. There was a possibility.
It's a long story. Involves a genie. We don't want to get into it.
Yeah. It might come up in an episode, probably.
Ask Reddit, what's your weirdest genie story? Yeah. Ah, wow.
Oh, I'm glad this one came up. All right, Gambit. Let's get into shower thoughts.
Okay.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by I Want
My Bird. Oh, that's from Iron Man 2. Bard. Bird. B-U-R-D, he said.
Think of it with a big, burly Russian accent. I Want My Bird.
Okay.
It's from the movie Iron Man 2.
But does he say B-I-R-D? Because this is B-U-R-D.
I think they're spelling it as if it was a... You know, have Russians have like
because
the...
because he's saying
the, yeah, the wubby use and everything.
Okay, all
so
right.
I want my bird.
Okay, good. I like it. Anyway, he says...
Oh, he's got more. Okay.
I correct autocorrect more than autocorrect corrects me.
That's true. I don't know why autocorrect assumes I don't want to swear all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's known me long enough to be like, I never want to say duck.
Yeah.
I'm literally never talking about ducks.
Yeah.
Why would I have a duck to give? That's just weird.
You say that. And then, you know, you'll end up getting this thing like, oh, hey, your 8-year-old cousin wants a toy. What do you think? You know, like, just give him a fuck.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, oh, bloody autocorrect. Didn't give me.
We're going to a fancy restaurant. What do you want to eat? Oh, fuck pies.
Fuck pies. They're famous for their fuck pies. Anyway, autocorrect, ridiculous. Yep. Stupidest thing in the world. I hate that it corrects correct words.
Yeah.
That's the bit that kills me the most. I could deal with it. Okay, you're not programmed to have swear words in you. Okay, fine. But when I spell something...
I mean, it's ducking stupid.
Correct. when I spell something correctly,
yeah,
and then it autocorrects, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What is the sense in this machine? Yeah. Who programmed this to do that? It's so dumb. Anyway, god damn it. What a crack. Okay, I have another one, Cameron.
Okay.
This is by Sochoys. Sochoys.
Well, Sochoys,
I think.
He's from Iron Man 2.
Yeah, yeah. Not many things say, this is someone else's problem now, more than a leaf blower does. This one's so good. Right.
Yeah.
Something I never... That is...
It's the front like lawn equivalent of kicking it under the couch, but it's kicking it under someone else's couch, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Just, man, the idea of that's hilarious. It made me think it's a very Seinfeld-esque joke,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, don't have to worry about this shit now. That's so funny. All right, I have another one. That was a quick one.
Yep.
Unless you had anything to say.
Any witty observations?
About leaf blowers.
Well, I could, we can have some dead air while I think about it if you want.
Yep.
Leaf blowers. here's, no, I don't.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess we will move on. Do you know what I'm thinking? Do you know what I'm thinking right now? Is we were the only two that just enjoyed that stupid little bit of silence.
Because they couldn't see me doing my thinking face.
It was very much...
Hey, well, if we don't do this podcast for the amusement of us two, then who do we do it for,
Who do
Nelson?
We do it for?
Certainly not the audience. Oh,
God, no. All right, I have another one. This is by The Gunt, 123.
Oh, that's from Iron Man 2.
No, 3. You're getting it wrong. Okay. I bet the guy who invented the snooze button never invented anything else. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you know what I don't get about the iPhone snooze button is that it's 8 minutes 50.
Oh, is it? I mean, it's. I just thought it was 8 minutes. I sort of roughly knew that it was.
It's just over 8 minutes. Hmm. It's not quite nine, and I want to know the logic.
That is a strange period of time.
Yeah,
there's some psychology behind
that
for sure.
The same guy that invented the snooze button, he went to wind it up to 10. He's like, "No, that'll do."
Yeah, he was so bored. Oh yeah, he just mistyped on the keyboard when he was programming. Whatever. Actually, the first alarm clock probably wasn't programmed via a computer, I've just realized. But anyway, I think, I have a love-hate relationship with the snooze button.
Me too. I think it's an awful idea. Use it every day.
Yeah, exactly. It is. I wish that the world just mutually agreed to get rid of snooze buttons on any type of alarm clock. Mm-hmm. Like, I would prefer that more than, like, you know, a firearm ban. Okay?
Yeah. It's just
bring the guns back if you have to.
One day,
everybody brings back their alarm clock, puts it in, chucks it on a fire.
Yep.
Right? That has a snooze button. We roll out new alarm clocks.
Right.
And they give you a gun and you can shoot your alarm clock. I would prefer that. Because I cannot, I do not have the mental capacity, at least after I've just woken up, to be like, Nelson, just get up.
Yeah.
Just get up, Nelson. Don't press the snooze. There's even been times, right, where I feel like this has been happening to me lately, where I wake up in the morning, and I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but I wake up in the morning to my alarm.
Yep.
And I'll sort of feel semi-awake,
yep.
You know, but I was like, oh, but I can do one snooze.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll press the snooze button. And then I wake up again. And again, I'm still sort of awake. Uh-huh. I know that definitely with just a tiny ounce more energy, I could get up and I'd be fine. But I press the snooze button again. And I do that maybe like 4 or 5 more times. And then I wake up and my body's just like shut down again. It's like, no, you've already committed to never getting up today. So then the struggle is even more. And because I wasted so much time and now that I've got a job, it's like, oh no, I actually need to get up now. This is a terrible idea. I've had to screw over my brain.
And you know why?
At me.
You know why I think the idea of this weird like clock amnesty where you have to take him in into the government, because I will never willingly give up my snooze button.
Yeah,
okay. But if everyone had to and they made me,
exactly,
it's the only way I do it.
Yeah,
the only problem I see is they're like, all right, Sunday, gotta go, and I gotta hand in my alarm clock.
Yeah,
then my alarm would go off on Sunday to hand it in.
Yeah,
and I'd just hit snooze.
Yeah,
and I'd miss it.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be a problem. They'd need to do it really late at night.
Yeah,
for people. All right, I have one more. Shall I throw it to you?
Yeah, please.
Oh, please! You're saying please now. Last week you were complaining we had too many.
I am very contradictory.
Yeah. I've noticed. Yeah.
You'll see.
All right.
Oh, sorry, another one.
Even knew you were going to do it. I was just preparing myself. I was like, I wonder how far through this one is before he tells me to stop. Okay. Anyway, this is by Krechter15.
Yeah, you've nailed that.
Yeah. It had a Q in the name.
In the sense that you've nailed the coffin of that name shut because it's dead.
Yeah. Well, it's annoying. Who puts a Q in the middle of the name with not then following it by a U?
No.
At least. Anyway. Krechter says, life is just a series of obstacles preventing you from taking a nap.
Well, yeah, so we're on the nap snooze.
Wasn't my fault. That's just what happened.
Theme of the show. We haven't had one of those in a while.
It's what people speak about. That's true. And normally the themes of our show only have at least two things that mention the same one. So, I guess.
Official theme of this episode is napping.
Napping, yeah. Napping, snoozing, sleeping, you know, along those sort of lines.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a problem, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, after I do finally get up from snoozing a lot, It's just like, I kind of think, all right, well, I'm still pretty tired because I was just awake watching TV forever the night before and knowing that I was going to be really tired in the morning.
Right.
So, you know, it becomes a battle of like, all right, when is the next possible time I can nap? It's like, well,
here's the thing. I am a sleeper for sure, but I'm not a napper.
Right.
I don't normally nap.
Okay.
But my girlfriend is very much a napper.
Oh, yeah.
And they conflict more than you would imagine.
Right.
Because I never want to nap, but I had an accidental nap the other day.
Oh.
But when I nap, I'm one of those guys that wakes up going, oh, oh, what happened? Where am I?
Okay.
Like, napping is so unnatural to me. Because I just get up and I do the day and then I go to sleep. But that napping throws me off.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could nap all day.
Let's just call it a sleep.
Ah. I could sleep all day.
I said, I do that really well.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I like a good nap. Well, I don't know. It's kind of that situation where at the time I'm like, oh yeah, this is feeling really good.
Yeah.
Just as I'm kind of slipping into the nap.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I feel like crap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
But I do it again and I get it again. Maybe if the government stopped naps. I would...
No more alarm clocks, no more naps.
Exactly. Alrighty, Camber. Well, let's move into our last segment called Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by Orbital Dickhead.
Sorry. Go on, Orbital Dickhead.
What? Did you just call me an Orbital Dickhead?
Yeah.
What is socially accepted when you are beautiful, but not accepted when you are ugly?
Instagram.
Yes. That is a great one, actually.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to see an ugly person on Instagram.
No.
That's why I don't. I think because I did read some of the responses to this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was somebody did mention Instagram. They were like, no. And even somebody put Reddit. They said there's a subreddit called Aww, just like AWW.
Yeah.
Aww. And normally people post pictures of their pets.
Yeah, cute animals.
It's mainly just that. They said if you're an ugly person and you post the photo with your dog, even if your dog is cute, your puppy's cute, but you're ugly, downvotes.
Right.
Doesn't even get to the front page because you're too ugly. It's like, yeah, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah.
Also, some guy was talking about how he was... going for a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit off topic, but he was going for a job interview, and then there was somebody else that came to the interview as well, and this was for Bose, the speaker brand.
Yep.
And the other guy was super attractive.
Yep.
Wasn't particularly in like a neat attire. It was for a sales role, right? And he was even pre-warned that this guy saying, oh, you got to know a lot about Bose speakers.
Yeah.
You know, our clients want to know everything about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, cool. So, they got talking a little bit beforehand. Right. And anyway, this guy goes in, he reckons his interview went for about 30 minutes and they were grilling him about all these different things.
Right.
He comes out and then he notices that the good looking guy is freaking out a little bit. It's like, oh, he's like, oh, I didn't do any preparation for this. I just thought it was not as a professional interview as it was going to be. And so the original guy, like, feeling a little bit confident, like, okay, I got this one in the bag. Looks like it's just us two. The attractive guy goes, and actually asks him, like, oh, can you stay behind? Apparently they were going the same way afterwards as well, because when they were talking beforehand. It's like, for a bit of moral support or something. So this guy stays. And he reckons after about 5 minutes, let's say he was exaggerating, so give it 10.
Yeah.
The guy walks out
and
he has a letter of offer. Oh. They gave him a letter of offer on the spot. And he was like, this is ridiculous. That he put so much effort into it.
Yeah.
And this some good-looking guy got in. I reckon it's a good point. Good-looking people just get the easy end of the stick.
Well, yeah, there's an episode of the show 30 Rock called The Bubble, all about the bubble that beautiful people live in.
Yeah.
Where they don't realize the weird kind of like privilege that they get.
Yeah, that's right.
But the other, weirdly like retail as well. Specifically like Boost Juice or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be an attractive girl or a gay guy, I think. Yeah, actually. That's the prerequisites.
Yeah, and there was, I used to know a girl, she used to work in an ice cream store. Mm. And apparently they were dead set against ever hiring a man.
Yeah.
So even if he was a really attractive man, it was only kind of young, attractive girls, like perky young girls.
Yeah.
And they said if anyone that didn't fit that description walked in and handed their resume, they'd just put it in the bin.
Straight in the bin. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I do remember for a company that I previously worked for, mm-hmm. that, there was this guy who only wanted like blonde, attractive girls to be hired. And yeah, so there was just kind of this thing of, basically you only got further through the interview process if you match this description, like super sexist and really bad. But it kind of worked as well, which was the sad thing, you know, like they ended up being good people.
What was his theory that he just liked blonde attractive girls, or did he think the blonde attractive girls brought something that was
valuable? I'm going to say a little from column A, a little from column B, probably. But there was also another time where I had just a super creepy, like manager. It was the same sort of thing, and this was even before we got to the interview, like had people come in to interviews.
Yeah.
And he wanted to search everybody's name on Facebook so he could see a picture of them and then decide from there. I was like, whoa, that's pretty,
that's weird,
that's not right. But yeah, anyway,
that's true. Though we have said that if anyone ever guest stars on this show, they better be fucking handsome.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not coming on.
Exactly. Yeah. Damn straight.
Yeah. We've got enough uggos on here. Exactly. Those roles are taken.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There was only spot for two, and they're taken.
And we barely got that job because we're so ugly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's hard to look at one another.
If a better looking person had have applied for the role of Uggo, they would have got it because they're so good looking. The irony.
Like, oh man, you just pull it off so well.
You're so good at being ugly.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Do you think there is any benefit of being ugly? Is there something that you're like, oh, well, glad I'm
none that spring to mind, but I mean, there must be some kind of bizarre thing that you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's easier to shoplift or something. People aren't looking at you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. No, but then again, if you did get caught shoplifting and you're ugly, there's no way you get away with
that. That's true.
But if you're attractive, you would. Actually, it reminds me of the like Chappelle Corby thing. That, you know, she got busted for drugs. Definitely was trafficking drugs.
Well, it's up in the air now.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, she's attractive. So let's it's like, oh my God, what a crock of shit. And then again, you hear of these people, it's like, oh, hey, did you know there was an Australian that's been like held overseas for 6 years, but they're ugly. It's an ugly guy. So
he must be fat.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Damn you, beautiful people.
Yes.
All right. I have another Ask Reddit here. We didn't really answer that question, I just realized. But you know, whatever. That's not the point.
I don't think people actually come to this show for answers to questions.
If you do, you're on the wrong thing, wrong podcast. All right. I have another one. This is by Click Ruffy. Yep. Click Ruffy.
Is that supposed to be like a calligraphy joke?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Glad we settled that. Okay. Imagine that the world stands still for 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
You were the only one able to move. What would you do?
Oh, only one able to move. I don't know. I normally am quick-witted, but you've got me at a loss here, Nelson. Do you have a pre-prepared answer? I certainly hope so.
Well, I'm thinking two things.
Yep.
One is press snooze rollover.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good actually. Yeah. If no one else is moving, I may as well just.
Exactly.
I'm not going to be that guy.
It is the one day in the year where I can afford to nap the entire day with no loss of inconsequence.
Yeah. And number two?
Number two is obviously, okay, personal gain. Mm-hmm. What can I get out of this?
Right.
One would be hilarious joke that I just need to pull. Although it would be interesting at what point the time starts.
Right.
You know, is it midnight to midnight?
Mm-hmm.
Or, because if it was like halfway through the day, I would enjoy at least, I'd say for at least 2 hours, going around and just dacking people, leaving their pants down.
Uh-huh.
Like I live above a big Coles supermarket. Complex. Going into the Coles and everybody that's in there, just dacking them.
But wait, they're not frozen in time. They're still, right?
World stands still. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Because people will be like, oh, I'd go rob a bank. But when they get unstuck, they'll be that's like, all right, true. Security camera, there you are,
that was a
robbing
good,
this bank.
That was a good pickup.
And my next question is, they can probably still talk, right? If they're just stuck in the place.
World stand still.
Mm. They just stand still.
It's interpretive.
If I were to walk around when everyone else is standing still, they'd probably just keep asking me to do things.
Okay.
So I'd probably just stay inside.
That's
They'd
true.
They'd be like, oh, my daughter is finishing school. And I'm like, she's going to be standing still as well.
don't worry about it.
Yeah,
but can you just check? I don't know.
And he's like, oh, I dropped my phone just before this happened. Can you pick it up for me? I'm like... I'd stay home.
I think, okay, that's a good point. I would still do my petty crimes.
yeah.
But balaclava first.
Right, obviously.
So I'd go to balaclava shop.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if this starts though at midnight, nothing's going to be open.
That's
can't
true.
Even walk through
and
the front doors.
If you go to a balaclava store and you leave the money on the bench because they can't take your money or whatever.
Yeah.
They will be like, oh, well, only one transaction was made that day by the one guy that could walk.
That's true.
And it was made at this balaclava store.
And then
also, why is there a balaclava store?
Well, not a balaclava. Like an Aussie Disposal. Is that a balaclavas? Did I say balaclava store?
I
think
certainly
you
said
it. Balaclava store. Anyway, I could... Okay, this is how I'd start to do it. I would put a shirt over my head.
Yeah.
Go to the Aussie Disposals,
uh-huh.
Get a balaclava, put the balaclava on.
Yep.
Then I'd go rob a bank.
Okay.
And dack people on the way. I'd have to make sure that I don't, though, accidentally leave a trail of dacked people to my house. it's a strong possibility. They'd be like, oh, we've got this trail. It goes down the hallway, up the stairs, all these people just... Stops at 401, unit 401. Oh, God. that's good. I'm glad I've thought about this now, just in case it does happen. You know? Because you've only got 24 hours. You want to be on the ball. You wake up, go, bam, it's happening. Done.
That's true.
Like, snooze, but then, yeah.
We're not getting up at 12:01, obviously. You get quarter past, exactly. 1 o'clock maybe. I know.
That's right. It'd be like, okay, I have so many plans for this day, but I've only got about 5 hours left. all right. Now, Camber, every week.
Yep, that's true. Every week.
Every week, we do a question, which is... from a series of questions, 36 questions, in which if you do them, presumably with someone you're close with. Like you, the listener. That after answering all these 36 questions together, you will fall in love with each other.
I've just thought, at the end of this, will we be in love with each other?
Because
we answer these questions.
Yeah, I think we will. Actually, very specifically, after... this one today, because I don't know.
I hate you right now.
I think, okay, this is gonna be interesting. So I don't know whether I prefaced this in one of the early episodes to our listeners, but some of the questions kind of get a bit weird.
Yeah,
I mean, this is some like a professor guy who's worked out all these questions, so it is meant to be a real thing.
Yeah.
So this one's a little bit, it's not even really a question.
Yeah, okay. But warning, I guess, to the listeners, you may be madly in love with us after this question. Just, I wanted to warn them as well.
Well, I don't know. They haven't got to the 36, though, I think, really. Okay. It's going to take till that long, okay? Yeah. Hold your horses, Cambo. Wait, love is patient, or something like that. Okay, so this one is, name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. Now, I'm just going to assume we're partners in this, because otherwise it's boring, because I don't have a partner.
Okay.
And you do, so then I'll just cry.
Okay, so yeah, you and I.
Okay.
Three things, podcasting.
Three things, yeah, okay. Podcasting, good. Doing it right now?
Yep.
Great. I feel like our sense of humor is pretty... It's pretty common.
I disagree. We never laugh.
That's true. I just pretend to laugh at your jokes.
You're very polite.
Okay,
so podcasting and sense of humor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
here's one.
And girlfriend. Oh, you don't know that. Fine.
Well, no, but it does lead me to my point. Okay. Girls that are attracted to us.
Oh, that's true, actually. Yeah. That's...
We weirdly have a very, I guess, similar vibe that we put out.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of crossover of girls that are interested in us.
Well, it's because we often get girls that love podcasts and our sense of humor.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the double whammy there.
If I have to put up with another podcast groupie, Nelson, I don't know. Because
There's so many of them.
Oh, boy.
Fighting them off with a stick. Okay, well, I guess that's... What do you think...
What do you think you have in common with us, I guess?
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Listeners of the show.
Do you love Elon
Musk? Hopefully, after 39 episodes, you have an idea of something about us too when we talk about our weeks.
Yep.
And maybe you can relate to pressing the snooze button. And you're like, hey, we have that in common.
Maybe you know my favorite film.
Maybe. It's terrible.
Yes.
So probably no. I don't think there'd be anybody that shares that.
No one has that going with me.
If you could imagine, Cambo, this is a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
The average listener to this podcast, if you were to create and merge that into, mold that into one person, what do you think are the three things we would have in common with the person that listens?
Monopoly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got the Monopoly demographic for sure.
LA Ice.
LA Ice, yep. Oh, and
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, yep. Okay, right.
They are the three pillars of this show.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's good. That is our strongest. If you're a person that likes those three things, that is our strongest demographic person. Yeah. You are out.
If you're out just in life and you see someone drinking an LA Ice.
Yeah.
Or playing Monopoly.
Yeah.
Or they're Elon Musk.
Or it's Elon.
Just recommend our podcast.
Yeah, that
give
would
it
be,
a go.
Yeah, that's right. Especially Elon. That'd be really cool, actually.
Hey, look, there's no way to know he doesn't listen.
Hey, Elon, if you're listening, just tweet us.
Yeah.
Do that.
Or don't. Just in case he does.
Okay. In fact, Elon, don't tweet. Don't tweet us. Then we know.
Yeah, and check out, listeners, if he doesn't tweet us, then again, I guess we do know, don't we?
Yeah, it's solved. All right, Cambo, the last segment, we're up to the last segment of our show.
Yeah.
Ask me anything, and you'll know we're doing very well for time.
Yes.
Yeah, this isn't going to be our longest episode. I'm saying it here and now.
You just wait.
Yeah, okay. Ask me anything, Cambo. What ask me anything have you got?
I have one here from Amy.
Okay.
In fact,
probably one of those groupies again.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. And it kind of, I guess, relates back to when I mentioned my favorite movie. But this isn't a favorite movie or favorite music question like it first appears when I first read it.
All right.
They want to know if you had to recommend one movie or one song.
Okay.
Let's make it one movie and one song.
And one song, okay.
That shows off your taste in movie or your taste in music to impress someone. What would you recommend?
Okay.
Because obviously, again, you know, everyone knows my favorite movie is science.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that, Nelson.
But, oh, God. That but gives off the wrong impression.
Yeah, I don't think that's what I would recommend to show. Because, okay, obviously, you want to say, oh, yeah, I have good taste, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I don't think I would recommend it.
That's true. And my favorite movie, I'd say, is Fight Club, probably, yep. I said. Yeah.
But you don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, my God, have you seen Fight Club?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, very much like that. But it's probably in its own unique way.
Yeah.
And
but if you say, oh, I love Fight Club, they go, yeah, everyone loves Fight Club.
Yeah, but and also, like, again, I think I've mentioned, I really liked Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Mm-hmm. But that's a super crazy art housey movie.
Yeah.
And I don't think that describes me or my taste in movies either.
Yeah.
God, see, that's just tricky. Yeah.
See, it's not the question it appears on the surface.
Okay, I think I have an answer for movie. Okay. But this is going to be really sort of weird. Yeah, okay. I think.
No, I welcome it.
I think it's Inception.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because there is that element of, like, it's kind of a bit weird. It does have, like, a sort of art housey element right?
So what you're saying with Inception is, yeah, I love the action.
Yeah.
I love the smarts.
Yeah.
I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I do love Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. That's true.
It's not a bad choice.
In fact, you've got it in reverse order. Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, the only element that's missing is probably a bit of comedy.
Right.
You know, because I'd say that's part of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I reckon I'm pretty up with that.
I'm going to go with the movie Goodfellas by Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, yeah,
because it's stylish.
Okay.
It's kind of, I quite like gritty crime
in my
movies.
Yeah.
Don't know why. None of the movies I ever try and make are like that at all.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it comes from.
Yep.
But it's also quite fun as well.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I like it. All right. Then song.
Song is hard.
Yeah, song's hard for
because
me.
I'm inclined, just for some, like, thinking that it will make me seem more credible, to go older.
Yeah.
Because if you're like, I love Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, everyone's like, yeah, but that's just the flavor of the month, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You want to be like, oh, no, I appreciate music. So you kind of want to go older for some bizarre reason, which makes me think that I would go Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen, maybe.
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay. This is a tough question. I think I would have to go with, because if I think about genres of music I like,
mm-hmm,
it's like jazz and blues,
mm-hmm,
and sort of even world music, described as world music. Although recently a bit of classical.
Okay.
But that's, it's only new. But so I think. And it is one of my most favorite bands. I think I would have to say, like, either Cat Empire or Jackson Jackson.
Okay.
It's basically almost the same band members in both, pretty much. But their type of music, it kind of is all those things.
Right.
And I think that's probably why they're my most favorite in the first place. Mm-hmm. Just because they do cover all those bases.
In that band, then, song. Do you have a song that encapsulates that?
Oh God, it's so hard. It could just be the generic. No, I don't know. I was gonna say "Hello."
Yeah.
By is there the most their famous big hit. One? Yeah, yeah. Like that was their pop song almost.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, maybe that's not as. I don't know. It's a bit like too generic, I think. I don't know.
Look, for the sake of time, let's just say
hello.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's good enough. All right.
That was, thank you, Amy.
Amy. All right, I have a question here by Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, still really enjoying the show, despite last week's being a day late. Time to quit that job, Nelson.
Well, yeah.
Damn straight. I'm trying to quit.
Can I say,
mm-hmm,
it's suspicious that Rowan always says, still really enjoying the show at the start of every email.
Mm. Like
it implies a time where he's like, no, I still enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's kind of saying like, oh, it's rubbish, but I still enjoy it.
Or there will be a point very soon where I will not be enjoying the show. Yeah. But right now, I'm still enjoying it.
Surprisingly. Still really enjoying it. Okay, anyway. For the record, I don't think I've read this yet, just by the way. for the record, I have two go-to podcasts. Oh, because he asked last week what podcasts we listen to. Go-to podcasts at the moment. One, The Infinite Monkey Cage.
Oh, I love The Infinite Monkey Cage.
Okay.
Yep.
He put in brackets, British panel show combining science and comedy.
Brian Cox, cool. Robin Ince.
Oh, right. I like Brian Cox. Yep. And two, Reddit on Reddit, the ramblings of two hacks riding on the coattails of people who post interesting stuff on Reddit.
Wow. I think that was also Brian Cox.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Sounds great. I should give it a listen. He even put, I wish I had have thought of this first. Yeah. Well, you didn't. You could do Reddit on Facebook.
That's true. Ooh, a Minion meme.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's very nice.
Or that we are who's going to get pregnant this week?
Yeah.
Amy, Rachel, Sarah.
That's very nice that he said that we're one of his go-to podcasts.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I guess he must not listen to many.
Just the two.
Just the two. Okay, anyway, his AMA is using social media in public antisocial or being more social?
I think it's antisocial, but I do it all the time. In fact, it's actually, you know, I think I do it less now that it's my job.
Right, okay.
But I think it's antisocial. With small exception, I actually think Snapchat is quite social.
Okay.
Because you're normally showing off who you're with, where you are and stuff like that immediately to other people.
And it doesn't take long, but I think is probably the biggest
thing. But you don't get any likes from it. You don't get any comments from it. It's literally just you sharing your experience.
Yeah.
Whereas obviously on Facebook, you post to get like... you know, it releases endorphins when you get a like or a comment or something like that. Snapchat doesn't really have any of that.
Mm.
And I've actually been Snapchatting more recently.
Yeah.
Because I quite like that it's literally just, hey, this is what I'm doing right now. Enjoy.
Yeah, and
people can watch it. People can not watch it. They can't watch it again.
Yeah.
They can't like it. They can't, you know.
Yeah.
I quite like it.
And it's like, is there a maximum, because you can do photos and videos.
Yep.
Is there a maximum video time?
I think it's 10 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I reckon it really does come down to, or partly, not specifically, but the time it takes to do something.
Yeah.
If you're like, okay, take a photo, let's like instant, share it instantly.
Yep.
It might take you like a minute to do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even with video, probably about the same period of time. But if you're like on Facebook, and just scrolling through Facebook, that's like endless.
That's what I mean. It's a vacuum, isn't it?
Even if you're like potentially tagging people in the place that you're at, that same sort of concept,
right?
I think there's more room for you to like spend a while, like tagging people for one, and then entering in what you're doing, and you know, making jokes. Like just the process is slightly longer, and it's like then you're not in the moment for as long as you are.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. I guess, Snapchat, you pull it out, 10 seconds, you post it off maybe another 10 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So in this, I think I agree with you. I believe that social media in public is more antisocial.
Yep.
But I think social media in general is way more social.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I think a lot of people disagree with that. There's a lot of people going, oh, bloody social media is, you know, like really making us antisocial.
Yeah,
But I actually remember, because I always wanted to have this joke. We had this idea for a sketch where a guy comes back, goes back in time.
Yeah.
And he's just talking about all the modern day amazing things. It was like, oh, there's copper in the walls. And he's like, what? You've just got copper in the walls? And like punches a hole in the wall or something stupid like that. And one of the things I wanted him to talk about is how, you know, somebody's using Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys in the apartment is like, oh, man, that's so antisocial. Yeah, yeah. And this guy from the past is like, what? You can talk to all of your friends at any point. You can see what they're doing. Oh, my God, this is the most social thing I see. And to me, I feel that's kind of the point of Facebook. And people lose sight of that.
Yeah.
Especially because some of the, you know, like Facebook as well is these days just filled with a lot of crap.
Yes.
But if you look at the core of what Facebook is, I think it is incredibly social, and that's what it is. But.
And I quite like the idea that in, I think people complain, oh, someone's on a holiday, they won't get off Facebook, they're posting all the time on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I think there's something fascinating about knowing exactly where someone is at that exact time.
Yeah.
You can watch, you know, a photo will come up and they go, they are at Disneyland right now.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating you can be so connected. Yeah, if you so choose.
Yeah. And even just that idea that then that might start a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, hey, well, you're at Disneyland, go check out the Star Wars place, you know? Yeah. Like that, it just sort of adds this element that you have never had in the history of the world before. It's just like impossible. And I think it is still such an amazing creation that people totally undervalue, you know, and think it's much worse than it really is.
I will say, though, if you want to unplug a bit when you're out with people, there's a great... great concept that I'm very much behind called phone stacking. Have you ever phone stacked?
Yeah, I've done that once. Yeah.
Yeah, and if anyone doesn't know the idea behind it, especially if you're at like a pub or a restaurant or anything like that, everyone puts their phones in the middle of the table in a little pile.
Yep.
They can go off all they want. That doesn't matter. But the first person to pick up their phone and check it when you're trying to be interacting with people, they have to buy everyone there a drink.
Yeah, yeah. Or the bill. It depends on bill. How, yeah, yeah. You know, harsh you mean about it. Actually, I think drinks is better because the bill is like, oh, somebody's picked up their phone, they got the bill, okay, everybody else grab their phone.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you buy everyone a drink if you check. You can check your phone. Yeah. It's just gonna cost you, you know, a little bit of money.
I really like the idea of this because I'd feel I'm not attached to my phone.
Yeah.
Especially have me. I think there are some of my friends that, you know, would be like, just need to check their phone all the time. I'm like, I know nobody's gonna contact me. There is nothing on Facebook that I really
need to look at.
But other people have that sensation, and I don't have Snapchat, so it's like, you know, if somebody, I can imagine if somebody saw their phone come up and it's like, you've got a new Snapchat from your best friend, then you know that we might be incentivized to do it. So anyway, good little plan for you.
Yeah,
there.
There you go.
All right, well, thanks.
That one's for free. The next one will cost you.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Rowan and Amy. Thank you both for writing in. If you would like to write in like Amy and Rowan, you can do so at Reddit Podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T Podcast at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also reach us at Twitter and at Facebook or on our subreddit, R-E-A-D-I-T Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for the show.
Yes.
Cabo. So... we are approximately 15, an hour 15. Maybe a little bit less
than
that.
That's our sweet spot, yeah.
So, what are we going to do for the next 25 minutes?
Oh, wait. Leaf blowers. Let me think of
That's right. Let's get back to this.
Leaf blowers. No, I've got nothing. End it. End it quickly.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will read you later.